בכבוד.
בכבוד. With your permission. פרשת השבוע in America. It's פרשת שמיני. In ארץ ישראל, it's פרשת תזריע מצורע. One ahead of us. בעזרת השם פרשת בהא בחוקותיי, we'll catch up to them. But this week's parasha in America is Parashat Shmini.
We have permission.
ויהי ביום השמיני, קרא משה לאהרון ולבניו ולזקני ישראל. ויהי ביום השמיני. Says the Gemara a statement. That every time it says in the Tanakh, "Vayehi bimei," something bad is happening. It means, says the Gemara like this, the Torah could have started the parasha, "Uvayom Hashmini." Why the Torah has to say, "Vayehi bayom Hashmini"? You know, every letter in the Torah costs about $500 today. By the time you finish Sefer Torah, it costs $100,000. So the Torah doesn't have to write extra words. From every word we learn something, from every letter. So the Gemara, if it says just the word Vayehi, it's also, you may omit the word Vayehi. You can always start the sentence with the Vav and what says after that. So Vayehi, says the Gemara, sometimes it's bad, sometimes it's good. But Vayehi bimei is always bad. Says the Gemara, it says Vayehi bayom hashmini. What's Vayom HaShmini? Says the Gemara, well, you should know this is a very important day. This was a Sunday, says the Gemara. And this is the day that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to put up the Mishkan, and the Mishkan will stay. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know, that day was, if you may say, one of the happiest days of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, the world was not stable. The world was shaking a little bit. And when Am Yisrael is going to put the Mishkan, this is parasha, that Moshe is going to put a Mishkan, open the Mishkan, then the world was established, and we can say that the world was founded. Even though, of course, the world was on, but it wasn't stable, was shaking. So it's a happy, very happy moment. The Gemara said, was saying such a happy moment that Am Yisrael opened the Mishkan for Kadosh Baruch Hu. The first question is, what's this excitement about the Mishkan? Oh, Baruch Hashem, everybody was rich, we came out of Egypt. And Hashem told Moshe came from Mount Sinai. So Hashem told me to make a Mishkan for Hashem. So, big deal. So, you can estimate and think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu like human being. You know, he bought himself a palace. Kadosh Baruch Hu is above that. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, it's going to be kapara for the Egel. Maybe you make a Mishkan. Says no, this is so such a happy moment for Hashem. What's happy moment? Because I'm saying give donations. But this, I don't know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so much for the nations. I'm Israel of the nations, they build the Mishkan, Hashem seems so happy. What's the happiness about? What's so happy about? And said if you said to me, listen, build the Mishkan and you sacrifice the sacrifices, and the sacrifices the power to undo and to waive sins. So, okay, so we can bring a sacrifice. But you say they're building the Mishkan. He says that Hashem was as happy as he opened the world. Nevertheless, it says, Vayehi bimei. It says something bad is happening. It's not so good. So from one side, the big Gemara says Hashem is very happy. The other side says, Vayehi bimei. Vayehi bimei, bad news. What's bad news? The Torah will tell us. Excuse me. I don't have even the strength to open to off my eyes to look who it is. Vayehi bimei. Nadav and Avihu are going to do something they won't ask. And Torah tells us the children of Aaron will take a pan, will put ketoret on it, and fire. They will go inside the Mishkan and they will get killed. So it means like this. The parasha starts with a very happy event. That we're going to open the Mishkan, but the opening statement of the event is with bad news. By Yom HaShemini. It was in that eighth day. The eighth day really is the happiest moment, says the Gemara. Asarat, Arotin, Tnulu, the Gemara said, well, Hashem was very happy. This is the day that Hashem waited for to open the Mishkan. But again, the Torah, before that information about the happiness, whatever is going to happen, the Torah already said, bad news. On the eighth day. Comes the Gemara and says, what does that mean, that sentence? Comes the Gemara and says the following. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to build the Mishkan. Moshe came down from Shamayim on Yom Kippur, with second set of the Luchot, and he told them, Israel, Hashem wants you to build him a house. Within 3 days, Am Israel brought all the donations that was needed, that were needed to build the Mishkan. After 3 days, Moshe sent an email to everybody, don't bring anymore, we have too much already. And then, by Kislev, everything was ready, Mishkan was ready. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, leave it alone now. Don't open it yet. Let's wait for Chodesh Nisan. This is the month Yitzchak Avinu was born. Open the Mishkan Chodesh Nisan. So actually, the Gemara says that a few days before Chodesh Nisan, Moshe started already to try to put the Mishkan together. So every day for 7 days, Moshe was putting the Mishkan together, but the Mishkan was not standing still, if you may say. And Moshe used to take it apart. In the morning, Moshe used to come, put it up again. Do what has to be done in the Mishkan. Again, he felt the Mishkan is not standing still, and so he took it off. So 7 days, up and down, up and down, up and down. Very strange. Mm-hmm. What is the purpose of it? What do you mean doesn't stand still? What does it mean exactly? He's talking about Moshe doing it by himself. There's no information on the people who help Moshe. Moshe put the Mishkan, but at the end of the day, takes it off, put it back on the floor. The next morning he comes, again, he put everything together, says, at the end of the day, puts it on. By Yibay Mashmini, on the eighth day, so-called HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Gemara, help Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Mishkan is standing. That's how the parasha starts. By Yibay Mashmini, on the eighth day, this is Rosh Chodesh, and after 7 days, that Moshe tried, if we may say, to build the Mishkan and to keep it up, and he was not successful. On the eighth day, Moshe, Moshe called his brother, comes to Gemara and says, well, you should know that until the eighth day, Moshe is the one that was serving as the Kohen HaGadol in the Mishkan. And on the eighth day, Moshe told Aaron, you were chosen to be the Kohen HaGadol. Until that moment, Aaron did not know that he's going to be the Kohen HaGadol. Aaron did not know who is going to be the Kohen HaGadol. Moshe thought it's him, himself. He is going to be the Kohen HaGadol. On the eighth day, Hashem told Moshe, no, you go call Aaron. Aaron is the Kohen HaGadol. That's what the sentence means. Moshe called on the eighth day. He put out the Mishkan in the morning. And now the Mishkan will stand. He doesn't take it apart. He calls Aaron. He tells Aaron, you the Kohen HaGadol. He tells Aaron the following. Kach lecha egel ben makar. Kach lecha egel בשנתו, עגל במכר אחד בעולה, ואיה לך. קח לך עגל במכר לעולה, ואיה. היה לו עולת מימים, לא? קח לך עגל ומכה לך דבולה I have jet lag, please forgive me. Just came back from Israel now. קח לך עגל, עגל ומכה לך תת. ואי לך דבולה. מימים, להקריב את פני השם. משה תעזר, again, it's not information over here that Hashem told it to Moshe to do. No, I should have said Hashem told Moshe to tell it to Aharon, but doesn't have it. Torah doesn't have it. But obviously, the Rochaim, the Chachamim, says if Moshe says, probably Hashem did tell him. Even though the Torah should not, so-called, would save words, and would not tell us it's Moshe called Aharon, and Moshe tells Aharon, listen, that's what you got to do. Go bring an egel, a calf, for korban chatat, an ayil. It means a sheep 13 months and one day old. Lola. Doesn't say Hashem told Moshe. Again, it's 100% that Hashem told Moshe. Moshe, I don't know, again, sometimes the Torah doesn't say, and Hashem said it, or Hashem said, but here, it's very strange. Hashem doesn't tell it to Moshe. Moshe says, the Moshe calls up, and he tells him, you're being a calf, and an ayil. Ayil in the Torah is a sheep 13 months and one day old. Rebnei said to the Be'er Lemor, he tells Aaron, listen, you go tell Am Israel. You go tell Am Israel. My Aaron is to tell them. Moshe can tell them as well. Aaron says, no. Moshe tells Aaron, they go talk to Am Israel. They have to bring also sacrifices. What they have to bring? They have to bring Seir. Izim echad lechatat. They should be a goat. For korban chatat, ve'egel v'chev lebnei shana tinin le'olam, a calf and a sheep for korban olam. You tell it to them. It says, what is the significance of it? Rashi brings the one opinion in the Gemara. It says the Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Aaron, to Moshe tells Aaron, go bring a calf, an egel. So of course, egel rings a bell. Aaron was involved with the egel, since Moshe did not arrive back from Shamayim on the Zion Bet Hamuz. So Am Yisrael came to Aaron, and Aaron told them, go bring the earrings that you have from your wives. And of course, the ladies holy did not want to give it, and the men took off their own earrings and they gave it to Aaron. Since Aaron was involved in that, he says, now Aaron needs a kapara. Aaron needs a forgiveness for being a part in that golden calf. Therefore, says the Gemara, that Moshe tells Aaron, go bring a calf, in order for you to have a kapara on the golden calf. Okay, sounds for me, that now Hashem is going to waive the sin of the golden calf. But how important it is. The Gemara tells us that the person has to know the difficulties that the person has in his lifetime. Of course, might be from misbehavior of a person, but might be it just this is a payment that we owe a Kadosh Baruch Hu for making the golden calf. Says the Gemara, every tragedy that Am Yisrael has, every war, every difficult thing, and individual as well, it's not, what did happen to me? This is the first thing that should come to your head, is golden calf. That golden calf, we're still paying the payment, like a mortgage, that we had to take a big punishment for it. Hashem, so-called, took it and divided it into small pieces, and until Mashiach will come, says the Gemara, from every time that a person has any kind of difficulties, as a nation, as individual, it doesn't matter, you have some percentage, or maybe all of that little suffering that you have is golden calf. Here comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu, as this Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron, listen, what I want you is to go get a calf. In order, says the Gemara, they should have a Mechilat Amon, a forgiveness Hashem will waive the sin of the golden calf. Of course, we see today, we still have it, says the Gemara. The Gemara is after that, and the Gemara says that until today, time of the Gemara, and until Mashiach will come, we still will have this agony and sadness and difficulties from the golden calf. It didn't help. But this was the purpose. We'll see later why it didn't help, maybe. But right now, this is the Gemara says. The reason why Moshe tells Aaron, go bring a calf, is to have a kapara for the calf that Am Israel made. So, how is a kapara? Because this is called a calf. Very strange. A person does a scene. Can you imagine Aaron HaKohen? He is involved in that, making the golden calf, and because of him, comes the Gemara, the golden calf stood up, and Hashem was very upset at Aaron. And this is a statement in Sefer Dvarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu repeats the history before he died, he says, "V'aron itanaf Hashem le'ashmido, v'itpalel gam be'ad Aaron." Moshe told them, "Israel, you should know when you made the golden calf, and only the golden calf, Hashem was very upset at Aaron, wanted to kill Aaron. Not exactly Aaron, his children, all his four children." V'aron gam be'ad Aaron. It says Moshe said, "I prayed for Aaron and." Tefillah shel adam osa lefachot netzach, says the Gemara, you should know, if you want to have to win the lotto, so you have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to have double the amount. Because when you pray for something, the Gemara says, you see here that Moshe Rabbeinu prayed for Aaron's children, Aaron had four children, and Hashem was very upset at Aaron that was involved in the golden calf, and Hashem wanted to kill all four children of Aaron. Moshe says in the Torah that he prayed for Aaron. So Moshe was able to save two. Even though they read the Torah, you see, look, the Nadab of you did something wrong. They took a pen and they did a ketoret on it. No. The golden calf is the bottom line. The golden calf. Even though, again, they did something else. The Torah never said golden calf. So, but Moshe Rabbeinu, when he repeats the history, he says, Nadab of you, they're going to die because of the golden calf. Really should have died also Elazar v'Itamar, the other two. But Tfilah osa mechtzah Tfilah, the prayer of a person does, says the Gemara, at least half of his request. So Moshe was praying for all the four not to die, but his Tfilah, his prayer helped half, 50%. Now Chaim said, if you want to ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu something, I says, so ask double. When you ask double, at least you're going to get half. You want to have this $1 billion, you have to pray for $2 billion. Because if you pray for one, you might get only half. The Gemara says. You don't know why, but that's what the Gemara says the Tefillah does. Tefillah osa lefachot mechza. Tefillah will do half. Half is easier. You want to get something, you get half. Sometimes half means nothing. But half it does. The Gemara here, we hear. That if you died, even though the Torah says because they did ketor, they did the spices without permission, but they really died because of the golden calf. At the time of the golden calf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to kill all four children of Aaron HaKohen, and Moshe prayed for all four of them, was able to save two. It means Elazar v'Itamar, even though Elazar did not do anything over here, but it means the Satan can pull a trick on them, and would have done something wrong, and they would have died. So Moshe saved two. Elazar v'Itamar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called, took the Gezerah and put it in Nadav Aviv and there it died. I says, so, again, Aaron did a golden calf, okay? I need a golden calf. Now, you say, you know what? Go bring a calf. It's going to be a kapara. So just because it's called a calf. Can you imagine? Somebody did a major scene. Major scene is a golden calf. I says, you know what? I give a kapara. Very easy kapara. Go get a calf. Maybe go get a calf. It's a joke. He needed a golden calf. You know, Am Israel were involved. Hashem was very upset. Hashem wanted to kill all Am Israel because they participated in the singing and the dancing around the golden calf with the Erev, with the Goyim. So now it's Hashem, it's Moshe Tazaron, no, go get a calf. Go get a calf. And it's going to keep on. What's going to be Kapara? How is it going to be? Because it's called a calf. It didn't come up because it's called a calf. It says, bring a sheep 13 months old in one day. Why he has to bring that? Comes the Gemara and says, this is Lazkir Akedat Yitzchak. Very strange thing. It says, now Aaron is going to be the Kohen HaGadol, he's going to the Mishkan. So Moshe tells him, Kach Lecha. Kach Lecha means you go from, and you purchase it yourself. That's Kach Lecha. Ata Kach Lecha besamim rosh, ata Kach Lecha mikol machal asher yachil, to Noach. The word Kach Lecha means you have to go and you have to get it. You don't know what it means exactly right now, but let's to emphasize. The Torah should have said it, Moshe tells Aaron, go bring, no go bring. Lo lech tavi, kach lecha. Go get it. Go get it. You have to go get it. You have to go get it. You have to go get it. I says, okay, so bring, again, a calf. And the purpose is for a forgiveness for the golden calf. Ay lecha lola. And a sheep 13 months and 1 day old. Bring lola. He says, what is this for? This is to remind about Akedat Yitzchak. What does this have to do Akedat Yitzchak now? It's not Rosh Hashanah. Even though the Chachamim say it's like Rosh Hashanah, the Pnei Mishkan, it says what you have to know, you have to, okay, that's what I said to Gemara, no, you know what it means really? It means that, like Yitzchak, Avraham Avinu tied him up on Har HaMoriah, and it says, now you're going to bring to Bet HaMikdash this sheep 30 months old, 1 day old, it says to remind about the Yitzchak. What is it like that Yitzchak in the opening of the Mishkan? Again, this is Chodesh Nisan. Nisan, Yitzchak was born Chodesh Nisan. Again, but you don't have to remind yourself, Akedat Yitzchak, Akedat Yitzchak. El Bnei Yisrael tedaber lemor, Moshe tells down, now you go talk to Am Yisrael. Me talk to them, I have to talk to them. Moshe, you go tell them. Since when Aaron has a job to go to talk to Am Yisrael? You know, I don't think in the Chumash that ever it says that Moshe tells Aaron, you go tell Am Yisrael. We can go together. It says one time that Moshe sent Aaron by the man, I think. I don't remember another time. But it's very, even though you find other places or two other places, it's strange. That Moshe tells Aaron, you go tell them. Maybe go tell them. You Moshe Rabbeinu. If obviously Hashem told you. So you go. You told Aaron to go bring the calf and to bring the sheep. Now you go to Amisrael, tell them what they got to do. He says, no, you Aaron, you go tell them. You go. What you have to do. It says, Chusi Rezim Echad Lechatat. Go bring a goat. Comes the Gemara and says, what's this goat about? What's this goat about? The Gemara, this goat is to remind us something. What do you remind you? That the brothers, when they sold Yosef, they took a goat. And they slaughtered the goat. And they took Yosef's robe off. And they dipped it in the blood. And they send it to Yaakov. So for this, Moshe tells them, you go tell Am Israel, bring a goat. As the goat is, it should be like some kind of forgiveness. But Am Israel did, what the brothers did, they took the goat and they slaughtered the goat and they took the garment of Yosef, the robe, and they dipped it in this and they sent it to Yaakov. And they took Yaakov, so now we open the Mishkan, you have to do this. Well, this has to do it. Now have to. Of course, again, it's a major thing, they sold Yosef. But what you have to remember, not that they sold Yosef. You have to remember they slaughtered the goat. What's so important about it? They slaughtered a goat. That's the problem. The problem is they sold Yosef, not they sold the slaughtered the goat. It says, no, bring the goat. Go bring the goat. And this is to remember and to have a forgiveness that you slaughter a goat when you sold Yosef and you dipped the garment of Israel in the blood. Again, also tell Am Yisrael to bring a calf, that's for the golden calf again. He says, Aaron has to bring for himself, they have to bring for themselves. Okay, v'cheves ben shanot min mo'la. Now it's a sheep, it's not 13 months and 1 day old. You have to bring a sheep under 12 months. What's the sheep for? Comes the Gemara, that sheep is also to remember Akedat Yitzchak. Even though Aaron has to bring for Akedat Yitzchak and call an eye, this is 13 months and 1 day old, Am Israel has to bring less than 12 months old a sheep. This is what is this? Remember Akedat Yitzchak. For Akedat Yitzchak now again? Where is Akedat Yitzchak? For Am Israel Akedat Yitzchak. For Aaron Akedat Yitzchak. What do you mean you have to do something to remember Akedat Yitzchak? Shobah Rishlamim, then bring a bull, and then for Am Israel, you should bring also a sheep 13 months old on one day, Rishlamim, to sacrifice Shalamim, מזבוח לפני השם, מנחה בלב השמן, bring some flour mixed with oil, כי היום השם נראה עליכם. So הקדוש ברוך הוא is going to reveal himself. זה סדר תורה, ויקחו את אשר ציווה בשביל פניהם למה ויקחו כל הלב בנימין את השם, את האוב טוקית, ומשה זה הדבר שציווה השם, תעשו וירחו את השם. So that's what you have to do, come to Gemara and say that Moshe tells them, what you have to do is you have to do teshuva, a complete teshuva. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will calm down. And the Torah continues, that they took it, they brought it, they slaughtered it, and Aaron goes with Moshe, but they feel that something is wrong. Aaron goes to Moshe, says the Gemara, Aaron goes to Moshe, says, what was it all about? We sacrificed everything, but Hashem is not here. Says the Gemara, Moshe told them, you know, you're right, something's wrong. Says the Torah, they went inside the Mishkan, Moshe and Aaron, they prayed together, and then from Shamayim, the Torah will tell you, fire came down, and everybody is dancing and happy on the floor, Baruch Hashem, the Shekhinah is here. And the question is, what happened? What happened? The Shekhinah did not come down, and Moshe agreed with Aaron that he feels that, you know, it's a regular house of worship, but it's not really, you don't feel the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question is, what happened? Hashem did not arrive. Hashem will not arrive. Because Moshe and Aaron went inside and prayed so much, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down. And at the end, the whole thing became as a tragedy. That a minute later, Nadav Avihu came with two pans, with spices, and they walked inside, and fire came and burned them. And so the whole party ended up with a tragedy, and another tragedy after this, half a tragedy. They burned the sacrifice, and eating it. Moshe is upset. I want to explain to him. But Torah is not a history book. We don't have to know it. It's really not important. Why do you have to know all these stories? It happened. It's a history. No, Hashem wrote it, and Hashem told Moshe for us to know that it was a very happy moment that ended up in the tragedy. And comes Moshe and tells Aaron, you should know, I knew something's going to happen. Because Hashem hinted to me something. I thought maybe I'll die, you're going to die, but I see they died. And they're very, very holy people. Must be they're holier than us. They were just the sacrifice of Am Yisrael. Even though the Torah emphasized that it is something, you should know it's the whole thing like what's called planned before, and you should know they were very holy people. By the way, the two people that died in Nadav Avihu, their neshamot, penetrated later in the tzad of Pinchas, and this, we wait for Mashiach, Eliyahu HaNavi has the two neshamot of those two people. That's how holy they were. That Eliyahu HaNavi's power, that he comes and he goes and he's going to come before Mashiach will come and he'll announce the arrival of the Mashiach. This is those two people, it's called Nadav Avihu, children of Aaron HaKohen. It says, look how great they are. On the other hand, it says, Vayhi Bayom HaShmini. It says, the Gemara said, it's a tragedy. It's not a happy moment. It says, they're going to die. They're going to die, but it's going to be Eliyahu HaNavi. We open up the Mishkan. We're not happy. It's some kind of paradox of confusion if we see on the surface. Comes the Gemara and says the following. You know, this halacha. Kohen she'arag et ha'nefesh lo yisa kapav. You know? Chas shalom. A Kohen killed somebody. He cannot give a blessing. Even though, what does it do with killing somebody? He killed somebody, he killed. He says, no. Even if they say the Kohen said the bracha, so it's a special thing. The Kohen has to raise his hands. And the bracha that he says from his mouth goes via his hands. Says the Torah, says the Gemara, since he killed somebody, then you can't say bracha. What's the problem? I can't say bracha because I killed somebody. But of course, Obadiah brings in his book that we're not talking about a soldier. A soldier is that is going to protect Eretz Israel, Medinat Israel. Of course, he has to kill them, all those animals. But a regular Kohen, if he kills somebody, Yidechem damim aleihu, says in Navi Yishayahu, Gam mefoseichem kapechem ma'alim enayim mikhem. Gam kitavu tefillah enayim shemeh. Yidechem damim aleihu, says Dari, you should know also the tefillah of a person goes via his fingers. That's why we have to wash our hands before tefillah. Somebody touches shoes, or somebody stuck his hand inside his undershirt, or somebody went to the bathroom. You got to wash your hands and pray. What do I have to do with my hands? What has to do with my hands? I pray with my mouth. Maybe I have to wash my mouth. So no, you have to wash your hands. I says, Dari, the tefillah of a person goes via his hands. Goes via his hands to Marat HaMachpelah, and from Marat HaMachpelah goes to Kotel. Kever Rachel, and then it goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The hands have to be clean. A clean doesn't mean just clean from dirt. It says you went to the bathroom, touch your shoes, you got to wash your hands. If you touch, let's say you touch your shoes with your nose, you don't have to wash your nose. If you touch your shoes with your tongue, you don't have to wash your tongue. But if you touch your shoes with your hands, you have to. Chazon Ish said only with the palm, not with the outside of the hand. If you touch your shoes with the other side, you don't have to wash your hands. Only this, because the tefillah, Ari says the tefillah goes from here, like this. From the mouth of the person, it goes like this, and it goes by his hands, and then it goes to Yerushalayim. And then the people used to raise the hands when they pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't raise it like this, they raise it like this. It's like this because tefillah goes via this. That's what Gemara says, what the Torah says, what Navi Shehel said. Kohen shehareg hanefesh, a Kohen that killed somebody, cannot see Birkat Kohanim, cannot walk in the Beit HaMikdash maybe also. And it says, what is the significance of it? Chachamim tell us what it means from that halacha. You see that the hands are a very powerful thing. We would like to think Hashem created hands, you know, how can I live without hands? I need hands. No. The hands were given to us to create certain things. Not because we have to create something, Hashem wants us to have hands. No, it doesn't go that way. Like the tefillah goes via the hands, it means the kedusha of the person is in his hands. So whatever you create, whatever you make, has holiness in it. And that holiness gives that product life, guarantee for that product to stay and to have certain things in the product. To be successful, the product. Because you build it with your hands. If something is going to be built by a robot or computer, will not have the same energy. So Hashem gave us hands because the kedusha and the positive energy goes via the hands. For this Hashem gave us a palm. For this Hashem gave us fingers. And that's why the tefillah goes via our hands. And this is why the Kohen, when he kills somebody, he cannot give brachot anymore. He has to do like this with his hands. So he shouldn't do. No, he can do. The Kohen cannot give bracha putting his hands here. He has to put the hands on like this, and the bracha goes from his mouth, and goes from his mouth to Bet HaMikdash goes back, and penetrates inside the hand, and from the hands it goes to the congregation, to the people that stand in front of the Kohen. Am Shebasadot. You see how powerful it is, says the Gemara. Gemara says, you think you have to be in Bet Knesset to be Kat Kohanim? No. Says the Gemara, Ha'am Shebasadot. You have 20 miles away a person that walks in the field. The Kohen in Bet Knesset, he says, Bet Kat Kohanim, Yivarechecha Hashem Yishmerecha, Yasimecha Shalom, goes all the way up to that guy in the Sadot. Not the guy in the back of him, but the guy in the front. How far? Who knows how far? We go hundreds of miles, tens of thousands of miles. We don't, there's no information. But that because from his hands, not from his mouth.
But a serious question.
You can ask questions today. I just came from Israel. So it goes via the hands all the way. But this is in one condition, that the hands are pure. I says the Gemara, says Ari, that Chas Shalom, a person, for example, he steals, he conducts business in the wrong way, or he signs false documents, then there is no bracha. Because the bracha comes from the hands. And if the hands will do something bad, so there's no blessing in it. Not only is not blessing in it, that product will not stay and will not give a blessing to the person. The person even buys that thing because the product has not a positive energy, has a negative energy inside. Says, you know, with all the respect, says Chachamim, say, you know, the golden calf was done by Aaron. He took all the earrings that Am Yisrael brought him, and he cooked them, if we may say, melted them, and made a shape of a calf on the floor, and poured it. You know what the problem is? The problem is his hands. That's the problem. He cannot give a blessing. His hands are no good no more. If you are a partner in a crime, whatever the crime is that was done with hands, he says the hands doesn't have the energy anymore. Can't do anything. He says whatever Hashem wants to give a person is via his hands. Yidash Hashem konu yadecha. It's the Gemara, you should know. But Hamikdash has to be built with hands. With hands. I says, you should know. The first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. I says, because Shlomo HaMelech brought the wrong workers. He brought 20,000 Egyptians. They were the builders. I says, the hands of the worker have to be clean hands. I says, pure hands and clean from theft, from Hamas, from stealing. This was the soldier Waxman, if you remember. Yimach Shemayim, over 20 years ago. Almost 30 years ago. Was kidnapped by the Arabs. All of Israel were playing hard. At the end, Yimach Shemayim, when the Shin Bet found him already where he is, they went into the house, and then they killed him. The Arabs killed him. So one holy lady in Yerushalayim had a dream. I said, all of Israel were united with this American soldier, Waxman. And she had a dream. In the dream, somebody asked in the dream, how come Mashiach did not come? I said, Mashiach did not come because of theft. Because people are not honest. What it means is the time of Noah. As the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, people did sins. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Noah, I'm going to destroy universe, ki mala aretz chamas mipnehem. People stole. What it means is, so stole, so what? No, you don't understand. If you steal, says the Gemara, your hands are not clean anymore. Not clear, they're not pure anymore. So there's no sense building, there's no sense trading, you cannot pray. You cannot pray. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, says in the Rambam, you know, if a person stole something, the tefillah goes via the hands. So, if the hands are not clear, the tefillah won't go. The tefillah won't go, you can't do nothing. It says, when Yonah came to Nineveh, and he told them, he told the people in Nineveh, that in 40 days Nineveh is going to be destroyed, it says, the king of Nineveh called up the people in Nineveh, he said, everybody should return all the stolen merchandise. Says the Gemara, you know what they did? It says, they had beams in the houses that they stole from Home Depot. Says the Gemara, they all took the beams off and returned it. It says, this is what Hashem is all upset. Says the Gemara, Kupashel Avonot Gezel Mekatrik Berosh. Says the Gemara, you should know one of the worst things is theft, stealing. It says, why? Says the Gemara, well, because if you steal, it says, your hands, they lose the power. It says, you cannot create any more things. That really, that creation should be a good creation. You create things that have no value anymore because the hands are not pure. And that is what Aaron did. And that's what the Gemara says. That Moshe called up Aaron. Again, there's no information that Hashem told it to Moshe to tell Aaron. It says, "Vayi b'yom ha'shmini." קרא משה לארון ולבנה, וסיז משה, called Aaron and says, "Come over here." This is the first thing. קח לך. Egel ben bakar lecha. That you have to go and you have to get it. Says the Gemara, that's what it means. The person did a sin to do teshuvah, he has to do the teshuvah with the same part of his body. If he spoke lashon hara, he has to say more tehillim. If he looked when he's not supposed to look, he has to look to read now holy books. Rachamim say you look at the Sefer Torah when the person does Hagbaha, you run to look if you ever use your eyes. Because the person can ruin the energy of the system of his body. It says he walks places he should not have walked, now he should walk to places he should walk. It says he uses hands for things he should have used for. It says now he should use his hands for mitzvot. So that's what Moshe tells Aaron. It's going to be a tragedy here. But this is what Hashem meant. When Am Yisrael did the golden calf, so you have to know what is really the thing that triggered the whole thing. So Aaron told them, go get your wife's earrings. The Gemara has a story that the husband came home and he said, "We would like to have earrings." And the lady asked, "What is this for?" And the husband said, "Aaron is going to make us a new leader." So the lady said, "No, no way. Don't get us." So the Torah says, the man had earrings as well. They took their own earrings and they gave it to Aaron. So they took with their hands the earrings and they delivered it. In America, the worst thing in the world is, worse than killing is to do something against the post office. If you mail something, in the letter, it says something that go transfer money, go do things. It says, "Oh, look what you did." What do you call it in America?
Mail fraud.
Melford is the worst thing. By us, the worst thing is use your hands to do something bad. Use your hands. So what did he do? They took off the earrings. They gave it to Aaron. This is what caused the whole thing. What is the problem? It is not the golden calf. It means your hands are shut. This really the war started with that tragedy. The Gemara says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind, Adam Rishon was on the floor, the angels ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "This is the person that you discussed with us that you want to create a mankind?" And Hashem said, "No, this is not. It's going to be another one, his great-grandson. This guy is a thief." "The thief? What do you mean the thief?" "No, not he ate from the tree. He stole from the tree. He went to the tree, when Chava went first to the tree, and she picked up the fruit." They said, "Oh, what do you mean? What do you mean you picked up the fruit? It's not yours. Why do you put your hand on it?" I says, "No, what's the problem? That's the problem." "Yeah, that's the problem. Your hands are shut. That's the problem." He says, "The tefillah, you cannot pray anymore. You cannot do anything." And he says, "The hands are shut. Your hands have to be clear and pure." And you, a person can check it on the lines that he has on his hands, if it's pure or not. I says, "You don't have to go to a palm reader." This is obvious. Certain lines on the hand are obvious. To say if your hands are clear and pure, that you pray, your person can pray. If his hands are not clear, nothing will happen. You have to return all the stolen goods. You have to do mitzvot with your hands. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a lot of mitzvot to do with our hands for that purpose, to clear our hands. And our hands, so-called, were damaged or got dirty from our great-grandfather Adam HaRishon, that the tumbling of this world started with our hands. As Hashem told Adam HaRishon, "Don't eat from the tree." He says, "Eating is going to be the second act. But the first act is the hands." And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the angels. And Adam HaRishon was lying on the floor. And the angels asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Oh, this is the product." Hashem said, "That's not the product." So the Gemara said, "Who is the product?" The Gemara said, "Yaakov Avinu is the product." "Kiten emet li Yaakov." He said, "What do you mean?" So the Gemara, when Laban ran after Yaakov, Yaakov tells him, "What are you looking for?" Laban said, "Lama ganatat Elohai? Why you stole my God?" So Yaakov said, "Listen, I stayed in your house 20 years. Is my family. A son-in-law stays with his father-in-law for 20 years. Usually at least a pin falls inside his belonging. So I left you in the same house, my wife, my two wives, my grandchildren, we live together. So if you're going to go through and you're going to put the suitcases through the machine, you should find something that it's not really yours, but you know, maybe father doesn't care. So Yaakov tells Laban, look, let's see if you find a pin in all my suitcases. The Gemara, Hashem told the angels, Adam Rishon is not the product. He's a thief. Not because he ate. Hashem could have said, no, he ate from the tree. Hashem didn't say, Adam Rishon is going to eat. He said, he's going to steal. So what is he going to steal? He said, it means he shut his hands. Then he have no connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He could destroy the world in time of Noah. Not because of the sins they did, just because Malachas Hamas, because Gezel, because you steal. Who hates theft, but he hates theft. But other things, he hates other things as well. He says, yeah, but theft is the worst thing, the Gemara says. It means you shut. You see, you can't pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you can't talk to him. You cannot create anything, anything more with life guarantee the product will stay. And this is what Amidash was destroyed because Shlomo brought 20,000 Arabs. The second Amidash, as well, Ezra and Nehemiah, the Goyim came to help and said, Lulano belachem livon bet Elokeinu. He says, get away from me. Don't even touch the building. Get away. Don't touch it. You touched it. If you touch it, it says, dirty hands, touch something, the thing will not have bracha. Don't let touch anybody. Ari said, when you give a hand to a dirty person, you have to go wash your hands right away. I says, just touch the dirty person. You touch the dirty person. And he says, your hands is dirty now. And he says, there's no bracha in your hands anymore. So Aaron HaKohen, we go back, and then Moshe calls Aaron, he says, listen, we're going to open the Mishkan. He says, listen, we need over here a big correction. As well, first you, mister. I said, let me explain to you. Aaron, you have to bring an egel, a calf. He says, go get the calf and bring it. This is going to be your kapara. That you were busy with your hands doing this shape of a calf on the floor and taking and melting all these earrings. This is the sin. This is the beginning of the sin. And of course, without beginning, there's no end. So always you have to go back to the root. I says, this is the root. This is the baby mashmini. This is what happened here. And then also bring, please, a sheep 30 months old and one day. It's called Akedat Yitzchak. Akedat Yitzchak, you know, we call it Akedat Yitzchak. You know, comes Rosh Hashanah. Akedat, what's Akedat Yitzchak? Akedat Yitzchak means they tied up the hands to the feet. That's what Akedat Yitzchak. This was the kapara. The kapara is that a person did not do something right with his hands. He tied it up to his feet. And says, this is the kapara. He says, now you're going to sacrifice Yitzchak. I says, of course, the Gemara says, Yitzchak, ask Abraham, please tie me. Because I'm afraid if I'm going to move and you're going to try to slaughter me and I'm going to be a pasul. He says, but you don't have to tie hands to feet. He says, but Hamikdash, says the Gemara, that's what he used to do. He used to have to tie the animals hands to the feet, like Abraham tied Yitzchak. What has to Abraham Yitzchak? And Abraham is not a tied. You have to tie them. Why have to tie them? There's a way. You don't have to tie them. You hold them, and you slow them. No, you have to tie them. You have to tie. It's called Akedat Yitzchak, means tying the hands to the feet. It means this is the kapara on the hands. The kapara on the hands, Adam HaRishon stole from the tree, and Avraham Avinu did other things. We're not going to discuss it now. What he did with his hands also says this is the kapara. It's called Akedat Yitzchak was the kapara, but he didn't do with his hands. Says this is the power of tzedakah that you give with your hands. Ari says you have to give tzedakah with your hand, not with your mouth. This is you can pledge with your mouth, but tzedakah you have to give with your hands. I says this is the kapara for the hands. It clears the hands. Called tzedakah tzil mimavet. I says when you give the tzedakah with your hand, Ari says it's the kavanah. It's yud kevavke. If you have a kavanah when you give it to the poor person, I says you clear your hand. And that's what Moshe tells Aaron. Listen, you know, we opened the Mishkan. You said, this is, the Gemara says, it's like the first day of creation of mankind. It's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's called Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is called Rosh Hashanah. And he tells Aaron, listen, we built the Mishkan. He says, it's not so simple. Am Israel gave us the nation with their hands. It's not so simple. If the hands are clear or not clear, let me explain to you right away. You see that it wasn't so simple. Because after Moshe put the Mishkan on the eighth day, and Aaron comes and he slaughters, Aaron tells Moshe, listen, I don't feel anything. There's nothing, there's no Hashem here. Moshe to come together with Aaron and pray, because Aaron himself cannot do the job, because Aaron's hands are not clear 100%, even though he brought it. It's not clear, it didn't go, it didn't clear completely. Moshe had to pray. The Gemara says, you should know, when Moshe came with Aaron inside, Moshe said that sentence, you know how Hashem Elokeinu aleinu, u'ma'aseh yadenu konena aleinu, u'ma'aseh yadenu konenehu. That's what we say, Motzei Shabbat. It says that Mizmor Yosef Beseter that starts in Tfilal Moshe Yisrael Elokim, Motzei Shuvah. It says Moshe said, "Yiratzon shetishre shchina b'maaseh yedichim." It says that's the Tfilah. You want to give somebody a bracha? I say, give me a bracha. I say, what's the bracha? Yiratzon yesh shchina b'maaseh yedicha. It means whatever you do, whatever you create with your hands, that you should know that the Shekhinah is inside. The Shekhinah is inside, the thing will have lifetime guarantee. This is the problem is that the hands that build, the hands that does, the hands that do things are not 100% pure. So there's no bracha in it. A person loses all his money. When he loses all his money, what happens? The money is not pure. The money is not pure, it doesn't matter what you do with the money. So all of a sudden the whole thing will collapse. Is why it collapsed? Because the money went through hands. And those hands were not pure. And that is the bracha that Moshe came together to the Mishkan. And after Aaron tells him, the whole thing was for nothing, the whole Mishkan is for nothing. This is the hard time that Moshe had to put the Mishkan together. And Moshe tells him, Israel says to the Gemara, please do teshuvah shelema. You want to see Hashem comes. What do you mean you don't want to see Hashem? But Hashem, no. Hashem wanted to show us that if we're going to build him a place, he's going to come. It means that our hands are pure. He says, if Hashem comes, it means it was pure. If Hashem doesn't come, it means something is wrong in the construction. Something is wrong with the building. Something is wrong with the Mishkan. Something big time is wrong. He says, you give donation with the hands. So the Gemara, well, in the heart, they had Avodah Zarah in the heart. They had thoughts of Avodah Zarah. Ribam lo nachon imo, says David HaMelech in Tehillim. Pefatu befiyem. Ribam lo nachon imo. He says, in the heart, we didn't believe 100% in the Kaddish. We don't believe. So whatever goes by our hands is not 100%. You have to have 100% emunah. That's what he says. Listen. He said, Neitzal daber lemo goti la Mitzrayel, go get a goat. You want to go to get a goat? He says, I tell you what it is. You stole from Yosef his garment. That's the problem. Forget about selling Yosef. Selling Yosef is later. What's the first thing that started the whole thing about Yosef? When Yosef arrived, the Torah says a story. Yavshito et Yosef et kutanto. They took off. They stripped Yosef. Yes, the Gemara says Yosef had like three layers. He had a coat, and he had a jacket, and he had like a shirt. And pants, it says, they took off everything. They took off, this is your stuff. What do you mean you take it off? What do you mean you take it off? You stole it with your hands. And you know what you did? You took a goat, and you slaughtered a goat. You slaughtered with your hand a goat. And then you took its garment, and you dipped it in the blood. That's the problem. That's the problem. It's like Adam and Rishon stole from the tree. It says, like the people in the time of Noah, they stole from each other. Malachet Hamas, you did it to yourself. It says, go tell you, Aaron, you are the one that started the whole bad energy with hands, that you made a shape of a calf on the floor, and you took from them all the earrings, and you melted it, and you poured it into the shape. And says, the whole thing now, we're going to have a Mishkan here. For 7 days, Moshe said to Aaron, I tried to build the Mishkan, I see the Mishkan is shaking. What's wrong with it? What when engineered, everybody came and says, well, should hold. He says, no, the walls are shaking. The parochet is not standing. So at the end of the day, Moshe takes it off. We build the second day. We build Mashmini. And says, Hashem told Moshe, no, go tell Aaron. Go tell Aaron, let's see. What do you mean Aaron? Why Moshe? No. Moshe doesn't need to be a Kohen Gadol. By the way, the Gemara says in one version, Moshe was a Kohen Gadol as well, the whole 40 years. But on the surface, the way we read the Torah is really Aaron. It's not Aaron. It's Moshe and Aaron together. But Moshe doesn't need to do anything. Aaron needs to do, because Aaron was in love with the calf. So Aaron has to fix it. And Moshe goes to Aaron and says, you go get a calf. You go get a sheep. Go try to undo the gezerah on the hands of Am Yisrael, your hands as well. You cannot give a bracha. A kohen give it to bracha, says the Gemara. Look, Aaron has to give a bracha. He says, Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha was invented here. Here is the first time that Aaron says, Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha. Won't go by in your hands the bracha. Won't go. Your hands are not clear. So that's what the Torah tells you. Moshe is trying to clear the hands of the people, to clear the hands of Aaron. It tells them, Israel, you go get a goat, what you did to Yosef. Of course, Aaron is also descendants of Levi, he was involved as well, but Levi already had the golden calf. They stayed on the side, and they fought whoever was involved in the golden calf. So therefore, Levi is already out. Aaron is in because he did the golden calf, and that's what Akadosh Baruch Hu was upset at. Aaron wanted to kill all his children because you're involved in that, and he said, "What do you mean? Because your hands are no good. Your hands are no good." I said, "The time Israel, go tell them. Go being first. You have to bring a goat to have a kapara. What you did to the first goat that you slaughtered, but you stole Yosef's garment and you slaughtered the goat and you took the garment and you dipped it in the blood for these two things. Then also you bring a for the golden calf that you took the earrings and you gave it to Aaron, being a calf. And also please bring a shifa. Kedat Yitzchak is so-called positive energy should come back to your hands. He says tie the sacrifice to remind the Kedat Yitzchak. It means this is called Akedat Yitzchak, to purify the hands of Yitzchak, to purify your hands in order whatever you do with your hands should be 100% a positive energy to clear the hands and to get the bracha to go through the hands of the Kohanim, and that the bracha of the Kohanim goes to the hands of the people. V'ech Hashem Yishmerecha, that's the Kavanah we have. When the Kohanim gives us the bracha that they give us, it should go towards our hands, because our hands give us the bracha. And that's the whole purpose. Hashem wrote this in the Torah, this way, Yom Shmini. But this is, Am Yisrael did not purify the heart completely, and therefore, the Torah says immediately, Nadav Avihu, they go, and they take a pen with the Torah and they go inside and they do something not supposed to do, just to show us that the hands are not 100%, they still do something bad to the hand. Of course, they were the highest, Moshe tells Aaron, they're going to become Eliyahu HaNavi. He says, but the first thing Chachamim said is that we have to clear our hands 100%, should never sign something not honest, forge something, or take something that doesn't belong to us. Comes the Gemara and says, in time of the Gemara, in time of Mazutra Hasida, one of the people, he stayed by somebody and a silver cup was stolen and they couldn't find the thief. One day, this Chacham, Mazutra Hasida, see a person dry his hands in somebody else's towel. So he goes over to him and says, "Hey, mister, you the thief, you stole the cup." He says, "Why did I stole the cup? Why, you have a proof? There's camera?" He says, "No. I saw you dry your hands in somebody else's towel. If you dry your hands in somebody else's towel, it means your hands are dirty." He says, "You have no right to dry your hands in somebody else's towel. If you did it, you also stole the silver cup." Says the Gemara, they tied the guy, and he said, "Yeah, I stole it. I says, "Because the hands are the most important part of our body." He says, "All the tefillot, all the Torah, everything goes by our hands." As you find in the Torah all the time, the Torah describes hands. I says, the Ramah Rishon, the disaster, because he used his hands to take from the tree, Hashem told him not to take. If we purify our hands, if the pilot goes, then Hashem says, Mashiach Barabah Menon.